Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported, hands on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid, I'm 14, and I'm
also from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay!
Yeah, hooray. So Ingrid and Emily, and sometimes Gina, previously Quinn and Maddie and Moshi.
Moshi will be coming back soon, I think, actually.
Oh, that will be exciting.
Yeah, fun. Hopefully.
Ooh.
I like it.
I like it,
I
too.
Like the things you say.
I know she's coming back to school, so hopefully she'll be able to come back here.
Yay! And...
and you.
And me, yeah. We're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. So today, we're going to talk about books.
And all that good stuff,
what?
Too.
Books!
And books, and also books that are becoming movies.
Mm-hmm.
Whether shortly or in a little while.
Happy grunt.
Yes, there's some. Well, there's two trailers that are out there
that are
in
exciting.
The world that we're very excited about.
Yes.
One of which the movie is coming out this week, and one of which it's not coming out until March.
Mm-hmm. But that'll be a good birthday present because my birthday is in March, so yay. So really March though? I thought it was February.
I think they pushed it back.
Why?
At least that's what the trailer says.
Why?
I can't tell you that. I'd have to do some research.
Okay.
Secret.
Well, yeah, so.
But we also have some excitement this evening.
We do.
We're going to meet James Dashner, the author of The Maze Runner and My Hero.
Do you think he'll be dashing?
Oh.
The man that wrote Newt.
Probably.
Is Newt dashing?
You know it, girl.
I met James Dashner for approximately 15 seconds. That's
really?
A big difference. Once. When
really?
I was getting a
she
book
got
signed
me a
for
book
Ingrid.
Signed. Aw, we love Emily.
Oh, fun.
And he was very nice in that 15 seconds.
He was?
Yes.
What did he do that was nice, Emily? Did he smile and be like, I'll sign your book?
Yes.
And then sign it for you?
Mostly.
And then you left?
Well, the person before me was a young man who was getting a book signed for a woman's name. And James Dashner was like, you don't look like a Antonia or whatever the person's name was. And they had a little thing about that. And so when I came up, I was like, I'm not an Ingrid either.
I'm an Ingrid.
But I'm getting it signed for an Ingrid.
Oh, fun.
Because I thought he might assume my name was Ingrid because I had a little post-it note that said Ingrid on it because that was what the book was supposed to be signed to.
Oh, fun.
So.
Did he spell
But he
Ingrid
was nice
right?
and smiley.
Yeah, he did.
And he did. Oh. That's why they had the post-it. It was a cheat sheet.
Cheater.
But yeah, so we're gonna see James Dashner tonight at Oblong Books.
I'm so excited, you guys!
Hooray!
Yay!
And can you tell people, for those people listening that don't know who James Dashner is, who he is?
James Dashner is the writer of one of my favorite books, other books also, but this is one of his biggest ones, the Maze Runner series, which includes The Maze Runner, The Scorched Trails, The Death Cure, and...
The Kill Order.
The Kill Order, which is a prequel.
Yeah.
I mean, that one didn't have my favorite character in it because it was a prequel, so yeah, didn't like it as much. But anyways, it's coming out as a movie soon, and I don't know, it has one of my favorite characters of all time in it, which means like just so much that I get to meet the author
whose brain invented
I know
Ooh.
Do you have any questions that you're thinking of asking him?
Oh my
or
god,
things
I have
you wanna know?
So many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll brainstorm on the way there.
Oh, no, I have some, actually.
You have them all written down?
Oh, no, I just have them.
Just in your brain.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good spot.
You have them written down in
yeah.
your brain?
In permanent yes. ink.
Ooh.
I have.
So what is it you like so much about the Maze Runner series?
I love that it's so dystopian and how many, like, he doesn't just get the aspects of, like, he doesn't just, like, stick with one plot and stay with it. He brings in new things. Like, it's like, oh, a maze. Wait for it. Plot twist. Not something new.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're okay? Nope. Wait for it. You think, nope. Gone. Bye. It's just like, whoa, what are you doing with my heart. No, stop. Stop.
So like you like Newt, right?
Mm, my baby.
Yeah. What does he like, where does he play into all of it?
Newt is actually one of the main characters. Behind Thomas, he's probably one of the two second most characters, which is Newt and Minho, which is really great because I have a best friend named Sam, and one of my best friends, and she loves Minho, and this is how we kind of met. We met on the internet because we both like The Walking Dead and The Maze Runner, so yeah, it just happened, and we became friends.
Yay!
So Newt and Minho are the second most used characters behind Thomas, who's, it's told from point of view, so.
Ooh.
Cool. Exciting. Hooray. So speaking of dystopian books, the two trailers we were talking about are also dystopian, or Ooh. Based on dystopian books.
So The Hunger Games, like, duh, I know, you know that already, yeah. right?
Cause, the second book, obviously. Yeah. Catching Fire is coming out this weekend.
Woo!
In theaters.
Me.
Yes, I must go see it. And the second one is Divergent.
Yeah, so that's the other. So the Divergent series.
And they're both.
Just finished.
It did.
The third book just came out.
The third book just came out. And Ingrid, are you reading it?
No, I haven't gotten it yet even.
You haven't?
No.
That's so sad. Did you get it?
I've read it. Well, or I listened to it.
Wait, Emily, mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
What's that?
Well, I'll ask you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So the third book in that series came out, and the first movie is scheduled to come out in March.
Oh my gosh!
I'm and I so want to know, since both of you have read I believe you've both read Catching Fire.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you've both read Divergent.
The Nick baby.
What do you think of
Uriah,
the trailers
baby.
And the casting?
Oh my god! I love the castings.
For which one?
Both of them. Actually, not as much Divergent, to be completely honest.
No,
I hate
the casting of
Theo
Divergent.
James. Theo James, or I think that's his name. He's too old, and I wanted someone like Max Irons, who was just the perfect age, and I just love Max Irons, you guys. He's like my favorite. So, and then Shailene Woodley, she's beautiful. She's amazing. She's an awesome actor. I've seen so many of her shows and everything and all she's done, and I really like her. I think she'll kind of be good for Hazel Grace when she plays it in The Fault in Our Stars, but I just don't think this is the role for her.
I know.
In
I
the
don't,
book, she's
I
like a...
I think that the casting for The Hunger Games was really good. Like, I totally imagined all the characters differently, but what they did, it fit. But, yeah. like, this one, like, Divergent, I'm just like, come on, really?
I'm curious if you'll change your mind after you see it. Because I think that happened with Hunger Games,
yeah.
too,
yeah.
that you were unsure. And then
well, when
you got one
I
over.
I didn't actually know who was cast before I watched yeah. Hunger Games. Yeah. Like, the first time I saw it, actually, like, during the first couple minutes of it, I was like, but then I liked it, and I've seen it a couple times, and now that's just how they are. It's like, well, mm-hmm. duh, obviously, like.
Obviously, that's
yeah.
Katniss.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So we watched the Divergent trailer, and I hadn't actually seen it before until today, but we watched them actually in the studio, mm-hmm. very, like, right before the show, and it was pretty good, but I feel like when people watch it, they'll be like, oh, psh, that is so copying The Hunger Games. And it's like, well, no, it's not. They were, like, books first that came out, you know, around the same time. So it's not, like, copying them, but the trailers are really similar. But that's probably just because, like, that's how they do trailers. Like, that's how people
That's how
them.
They do dystopian
yeah,
trailers.
Exactly.
There's no other way.
Exactly. So... I mean, yeah, but it looked pretty good, except for when I was watching it, I had to really, like, think, like, who is that supposed to be? Oh, it must be supposed to be this person. I see, because, like, meh. Actually, I saw two different trailers, though, because mm-hmm. I watched one, and then the one that we watched was different.
Yeah, there's a couple different trailers out.
Ooh. Yeah. So, the one that we watched before the show... it was projecting more towards the female audience, I feel like, but the other one I watched was more like action-y. And they were just like different scenes, but they were like Maybe that's their marketing technique, though.
Perhaps. Like, got a trailer for everybody?
Yeah.
I love Finnick so much. I think they casted him so perfectly.
Me too.
Like, I never know this before I start loving actors, but, like, usually, like, the actors I start loving, they're all, like, British, English. I'm like, you too? What's going on here?
As the person cast as Finnick is British?
Yeah, he is.
So is the person cast as Four.
Really? So is Max Irons, who played Jared in The Host, and so is Kael Scodario, who's playing Teresa in The Maze Runner.
Huh.
My favorite actor.
There's, like, so many movies coming out based around books that this show, like, talks about.
Geeks taking over. Dorks taking over. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have a party, you guys.
What?
Yeah. I mean it.
A geeks taking over party?
Yes. Or a club.
A divergent party.
Mm-hmm.
With
factions.
Faction-y things.
I'll lead the Dauntless faction with my friend Antonia.
I can tell because you're wearing, like, black ripped pants and a black shirt.
That's all ripped down the side.
Yeah, it is.
And my hair is red, you guys. I dyed it because I'm dauntless.
I dyed my hair purple one time, but now it's regular. Sidetracked. Yay. And I have my, like, black combat boots on, so I'll be all, like,
I have my ripped up, this is a not fashion really bands on.
Yeah. So now you can listen to our show, and you can be like, this is a good show, and you can imagine us in the studio, because you'll know exactly what we look like, and then they'll make a movie of it, and you'll be like, psh, that's so not how they looked, because they said that they didn't look like that, and it'll be exciting.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I have a book to talk about that's not a dystopian.
Ooh.
Ew.
And it's not a fiction book either. What?
What?
I brought in an informational picture book, which is awesome. It is called Scaly Spotted Feathered Frilled.
See the diversity on this show?
Dinosaurs and Dystopian.
Yeah.
We're amazing, you guys.
They need to make a dystopian dino flick. Oh
my yes. God.
That would be awesome.
Like the dinosaurs come back, I will write that.
Mm-hmm.
Dibs. Dibs. Stay away from my idea.
Who's your book by, Emily?
It's by Catherine Thimmish.
Do you think Catherine Thimmish is interested in dinosaurs?
I would assume so. Mm-hmm. She's definitely interested in writing about true things. So some of her other books include Friends, True Stories of Extraordinary Animal Friendships, which sounds like an amazing book.
I have a book
because
called...
Because I like animal friendships.
Whoa,
so
Emily,
cute.
I have a book called... Friends, True Stories of Human Friendships.
What? She also wrote Lucy Long Ago, Uncovering the Mystery of Where We Came From. Team Moon, How 400,000 People Landed Apollo 11 on the Moon.
Apollo.
Madam President, The Extraordinary, True, and Evolving Story of Women in Politics. And Girls Think of Everything, Stories of Ingenious Inventions by Women.
Oh, yeah. Women.
Hooray.
Duh.
So she's written a lot of informational books for children, and this one I really am excited about because it's really about sort of the science of how we know what dinosaurs looked like.
Ooh.
Which I have loved dinosaurs my whole life, as many people have, but my grandfather was a paleontologist, and so really? When I was a kid we'd go fossil hunting a lot.
Ooh.
And when he was a teenager he actually found the remains of a dinosaur, which was the first dinosaur found in the state of California.
Really?
And eventually he found one that hadn't been discovered yet, and so he got to name it. Ooh. So we have a dinosaur named after our family, which is kind of cool.
Whoa.
That's so awesome!
Emily!
And so yeah, I think because of that, I've just always been really excited about dinosaurs. And I've always wondered, like, how they can possibly know what they looked like, or, you know, how they can draw pictures of them.
Obviously, they took photos of them, Emily.
I mean,
yes,
duh.
Obviously. So this is, it's sort of a mix of a discussion about paleo artists, which are people who do art of dinosaurs. And there's a lot of, like, all of the artwork in here is from famous paleo artists, basically. And some of them... It's interesting because as science develops and as they learn new things, sometimes how science like the science community understands what dinosaurs looked like or what their environments look like change. So sometimes there's pictures in here where she has all these notes about the pictures where it'll be like, this picture shows the Triceratops in this kind of habitat, but really they are known to live in this kind of habitat, so eventually this picture is like outdated. Or, you know, there's one dinosaur called the Iguanodon, which was named the Iguanodon because its bones seemed similar to an iguana.
Oh.
And so the first images that paleo artists did of the Iguanodon, they actually looked like kind of dinosaur iguanas.
Wait, so if you get to name a dinosaur, mm-hmm. that you find, and you find a dinosaur with iguana-like things, would you really be like, this? You get this like amazing opportunity to name a dinosaur, and then you just name it after like what it looks like? Like, oh okay, whatever.
It's like, yeah, really? Iguanodon.
I don't know. With the one that my grandfather named, mm-hmm. it was, he didn't get to make up the full name because it was a Plotosaurus, which means swimming lizard. So it was a swimming dinosaur. But then it's Plotosaurus benisoni, which Benison is his last name. So
fun.
That's so awesome.
But with this Iguanodon, what's cool is there's like an old picture from the 1850s. That someone did of an Iguanodon. And then later it'll say, see page 17 for a modern one. And in the modern one, it looks a lot different. It's in a different habitat. And they also at some point discovered that this little bone, which they thought resided on its nose, actually was from the thumb. And so the picture had to change. So there's interesting stuff like that. And it talks about how they discovered what their skin might look like. There's some fossils where they have their scale patterns in them. Or how they discovered if dinosaurs ran with their tails in the air or dragging on the ground. Mm-hmm. And really neat stuff like that.
You know, some people put their whole entire life into finding out, you know, well, did these ancient, extinct animals run with their tails on the ground or in the air?
It's like, whoa, man. Didn't you ever wonder?
And that's like, whoa, mm-hmm. that's like their thing, yeah.
That's also interesting. I think it was the Triceratops, which they talk about in here, where, in the American Museum of Natural History, there's a Triceratops skeleton, but it's a composite skeleton, so it's made up of four different specimens of Triceratops, so they sort of puzzle together a bunch of different individuals to make up a species representation. So it's interesting that there's no single complete skeleton of a Triceratops. And I didn't know that until I read this book. Fascinating.
Now you know that.
Always learning new things.
Yeah, and there's artists that do paintings, which a lot of the artwork in here is paintings or pencil drawings. But then there's also people that make sort of like sculptures.
Computer generated things.
And I was reading this lying down. And I turned the page and was, like, looking at one page. And then all of a sudden I realized there was a huge dinosaur head to my right. Because there was a full-page dinosaur head. I was like, wow, things looking at me. So stuff like that.
Oh.
Rawr.
But, yeah, so it's a really cool book. And it's a picture book. And it has a lot of pictures in it. But it also has a lot of text. So it is really meant for kids, like, ages 4 and up. Or grades 4 and up, sorry. Not ages 4 and up. So it's meant for tweens and teens and adults that like dinosaurs like me.
Emily!
But I think little kids could enjoy it too because it's got cool pictures in it.
Yeah, maybe if you just wanted to look at the pictures or if your parent was reading it to you before bed.
I also found it interesting because sometimes with books you don't really need to read all the captions by the photos because it'll just say, you know, here's a picture of an iguanodon.
Yeah.
But this one actually gives a lot of detail in the captions. So I thought that was cool. Encourage people to read the details.
Whoop whoop, fist pump.
Yeah. So that's what I've been reading lately. Dinosaurs. Emily. So that's Scaly Spotted Feathered Frilled. And it's awesome and highly suggested to anyone who wants to learn about
that.
And
there's a green on the cover because that seems to have just become like the universal mm-hmm. color for dinosaurs.
What can you do?
Oh, does it explain how they knew that dinosaurs were green?
I don't remember if it talks much about color. There is something in there. I don't know that it's widely accepted that they were green.
Funky man. use it.
There is some, they actually here. It says color is a real problem, concedes John Sibbick. The Parasaurolophus series I did was an exercise in telling people it's a guess. Says if dinosaurs could in fact see the full color spectrum, it makes sense that their outer covering would have been made up of most color possibilities, colors they would have used to blend into their environment or to recognize herd members or for display purposes, including to attract a mate. And there's a quote, you are choosing your colors based on monitored analogs. The vegetarian, the meat eater, the desert dweller, the forested creature, it's easier for me to reconstruct the dinosaur and then tone everything down. Greg Paul adds, except for the improbability of gaudy colors like pink and purple, any pattern is both speculative and possible.
I like purple, though.
You want some purple dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Like Barney?
Yeah.
Ah.
I love you.
How did
you
they know?
You love me. Yeah. Let's get together, and I don't know the rest of the words.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Tween and teen media fact, did you know that Selena Gomez got her start on Barney?
Really?
She was on there for like a very short amount of time.
Seriously?
Yeah, wow. I found that out recently. Anyways.
Play that music.
So we're running out of time.
We are.
But where can people find more of us?
The Webernet.
On our blog.
What's a Webernet?
What's a Webernet?
It's the web and the internet.
Combined.
Combined.
What's our blog? We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else you can do?
What?
You can email us.
Whoa!
We are boundbybooks@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, you have a really cool blog. Or, hey, I like your show.
Or, hey, what was that dinosaur book you were talking about? That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Or, hey, can you recommend some books?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to do that.
I can recommend some books. Like that. Anything. So, yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Hooray.
Hooray.
And we also post archived shows on the blog, and sometimes people write reviews for the blog.
We do.
Sometimes there's other special posts, too.
Sometimes. Sometimes there are.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. We may even do a giveaway sometime soon.
Whoa.
What?
Crazy.
Very fun.
Oh, God, Antonia.
I'm so popular, guys.
Gotta want to know who's texting you.
We're going to hand it off to the afternoon show.
Hola.
But until next week.
I think happy that means bye. Too.